Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on where you are in this present moment. This is Eric Castillo here with another beautiful episode of the Infinite Talks podcast. And today's episode is about programming. If you're not programming your mind, then somebody else is programming you. And I heard that earlier today from a video that I saw from Luke Belmar. This kid has been making strides and becoming an entrepreneur, a mindset leader, and he's still young, man. I think he's probably in his early 20s, late 20s. This guy is from Argentina originally and moved to the States, and he's been doing crazy numbers, like as far as wealth goes and mindset. Pretty woke dude, man. Has a lot of cool ideas and cool thoughts. So he said that if you're not programming yourself, if you're not programming your own mind, then somebody else is. So I was like, dude, I've always said that, you know, like I'm very, very close to that thought, because when I started understanding the power of your mind and how easily it can be controlled by other thoughts that are not yours, but you think that they are, you think that those are your thoughts, because you've been programmed and conditioned for so many, many years, and you think those are your original thoughts, and then those are your outcomes and where you're at in life. Is really, if you really pay attention, that's not your fault. Like, you've been conditioned to lose and to feel a certain way. That's why you might say, damn, I fucked up, or damn, I messed up, or damn, I'm not where I want to be. But if we're not conscious of our programming mind, and we're not consistently aware that we have the choice to either choose to feed our minds the good things or the things that are right for us, or to let somebody else, another entity, feed us their information and their agendas. And I think a lot of us are awake, you know, but a lot of us are asleep. And a lot of us are feeding the other side of what they want to feed us. So we're just eating it up, man. And I think it's time for you, if you want to make a change, man, you got to start like, okay, what am I doing to control my mind? Make that self-reflection. Like, dude, what am I feeding my brain? Like, what am I consuming throughout the day as far as thoughts go, as far as news go, as far as, you know, books or content that I'm watching on social media? If you start analyzing what you're feeding your mind, then you're going to be like, dude, no wonder I have these certain outcomes. No wonder I'm feeling like this. I'm having these ideations of what all these different things. And sometimes you self-sabotage. And I've been saying that over the last few episodes, self-sabotaging behavior, it comes from a lot of these thoughts that you've been programmed to feel, conditioned to feel. That, nah, man, I'm good like the way I'm at. You know, or you know what? I don't need to do that extra work. You know what? I need to go watch that football game, you know. And when I watch that football game, I'm going to drink me some beers. That's a conditioning behavior. And I remember when I was a kid watching football games, and I would see a beer commercial after every, you know, timeout. And I'll be like, man, I wouldn't even pay attention to it. It's just now that I look back, I'm like, dude, I remember seeing commercials about beer. And I didn't even really like beer until like I was in my 20s, early 20s. But for the longest time, I have been conditioned to like, hey, man, when you watch a football game, we drink beer, you know, and not in those words, but because you consistently see it as a kid. And even in the basketball games, there is always commercials of all kinds of products. So you watch these games, or you watch television, you watch content in your social media, and there's always an agenda that you're being programmed with. And I think now that we have the power to choose what we want to see, and the algorithms work in our favor sometimes, but they also can work against our favors, especially if you're watching the wrong media and the wrong information, then you're consistently going to be bombarded with the program that you might not want. The programs that we want are the ones, or the ones that I'm looking for always, is like, okay, how can I improve myself in mind, body, spirit, health, you know, business? How can I get better with all that? Well, first of all, since the most accessible digital thing that we have is a phone, the phone is the most powerful one, that we need to search for the right videos, the right content, the right producers, the right creators, so that we're watching or we're learning or we're listening to things that are going to improve ourselves in any of those different factors that I just mentioned. But if we're not conscious and we get lost in the mix of watching whatever comes our way, because sometimes the algorithm might just throw you a curveball. And if you fall victim to that curveball, then you're going to strike out. You're not going to hit that ball. You know, you're going to be swinging and swinging and swinging. You don't even know. Like, you're just going in loops and circles and watching all kinds of stuff that you probably wouldn't have seen if you were not in your conscious mind and your conscious effort. And I think that's the hardest thing that all of us have when we're on our phones, because I can admit that at times on TikTok or on Instagram or even Twitter, when I had it, I used to use it a lot. I just uploaded it recently, but I'm more conscious of it now. But back in the days, Twitter is very, it throws you a lot of curveballs, man. And you get swamped, you know, you get on this idea and you start just, you know, going through the motions of diving deep into a rabbit hole that might cause you to sway from where your true self is seeking. You know, whatever you're seeking at that point, maybe you already forgot, because it's happened to me. You're like, shit, what was I really looking for? And I'm like, damn, I wasn't even trying to get on this fucking rabbit hole, man. But now I'm in this rabbit hole and I can't get back to my rhythm of things. And I've noticed that in the past when I've deleted social media and deleted all this stuff, I was able to stay on track with a lot of the goals that I wanted to do. The bad thing about it is that I would miss out on what's going on with my family, what's going on with, you know, current events that are important. And that was the only negative bifactor. But even like that, man, I was able to improve on reading, on time management with, you know, getting workouts done or eating healthier, making my food and being with my kids and having, you know, time with my wife and my family in general. And it's just a very consuming when they're throwing curveballs at us and we don't know, and we are programmed by not only by the videos that we see or the content we see on social media, but also the people we hang around with. Like, sometimes they'll throw you a curveball with, like, some, you know, stuff that doesn't really vibe with you, or it's not on the same frequency, but you're gonna, like, you know, you're conditioned to, like, respond to certain things, and if it's not the right thing, then you're gonna respond to the condition and not really think about it, like, oh shit, like, that's something I can control. Like, I heard it from a video earlier today also, that if somebody can make you mad, then they can control your mind, right? So if somebody can push your buttons, and that works with dopamine as well. So if you look into dopamine, you look into serotonin, that's how you know somebody can control your behavior. Because if they can throw a spike of dopamine with anger or fear or, like, excitement, then you're going to not react in the most, I guess, functional way. Like, you're going to be able to respond to that mechanism that's controlling you. And then you think you're reacting, but at the same time, no, somebody's controlling that behavior. And if you really dig deep into this, this is how they control the masses, man. Psychological warfare, psyops, and all that stuff. The government knows, and people with higher intelligence, they know that if they throw these kind of curveballs to you, the general masses are going to respond to it, and then they're going to behave in a certain way, and then they're going to be part of this algorithm that's been created by a higher source, a higher plane of existence, that they know that if they throw that information out there, somebody's going to respond to it, and the masses will. And then that small percentage of people were like, nah, bro, that ain't what the fuck I want to do. I want to be awake. I want to fucking know, control my own mind, control my own pattern of decision making. But it's so easy to fall trapped to that. And that's what you see in social media. That's what you see in the news and television. I don't even watch television like I used to. I hardly ever watch television. like watching ABC, NBC, CBS, like all those channels, like I don't watch them anymore because for the same reason that when you watch it, there's usually a negative news behind it and news that is not going to help your agenda, what you want to try to build on. It's going to be some random news that is not going to propel you in any form or fashion. So you are going to be consumed and they're going to control your behavior. And it sounds like very like, oh, yeah, man, that sounds pretty scientific, whatever. But nah, bro, just go down to the basics and look at your patterns of behavior and like study what you do, how what you buy, what you think about, what you consume. And you're going to be like, wait, dude, that's true. I was buying this. I was thinking that. I was reacting like that. I lost my shit. You know, I was thinking I was supposed to be like this, and where in reality, all those ideas were agendas by another source of controlling your mind. And it can be good or bad, but did you choose? And if you know when you're choosing, that's the difference. If you don't know that you're choosing all this stuff that's available out there, or that it's out there, or you're seeking that higher knowledge from the higher source, God, then you might be get lost in the mix. So I think you need to differentiate which is which, right? Like, are these thoughts mine, or is this something that's been pushed on me and now I'm being controlled by an outside source? And if you look into all these studies out there, like on mind control and all this stuff, you're going to be like, whoa, this shit actually exists. That's how like brainwashing works. That's how people who do all those hypnotists, they work on all these mechanisms that are part of the brain on different wavelengths and how they're receptive or combative, or if you're going to be created to be passive and all that stuff. That exists. So if you're aware of it, and I'm trying to, you know, spit some game right now, stuff that I've read in the past, and it's very like intense stuff that you can read on anybody can read it. And I think you should read and do your own homework about this, because once you start understanding that if you're in control of your own mind, then you're no like, oh shit, I'm programming my own self. Like I'm downloading all this stuff because I really want to learn more and I want to be the best version of myself. Then you're going to start making those decisions a lot more effectively. And it's not going to be 100%, but you can get to that point where like you feel like, okay, I can see the bullets now and I can dodge them now. And before you're like, oh shit, who's shooting at me? I don't even know I was a target. So if you're not controlling your mind, somebody else is. So that's what I want to share out today, man. Peace out. Infinite Talks podcast in the building. Control your own mind. Peace out. Remember, we're not a brand. We're a frequency.